Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
When I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with the neighbor, called Peter, in a flux capacitor. He told me he built a time machine.
I am in awe. Thank you so much, yeah. Katie Campbell. That was amazing.
He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they live underwater. Every great-great-great-granddaughter.
Almost as good as the episode.
It was so good. That was the perfect way to actually open this episode slash these two episodes, because it was amazing and so was Katie Campbell.
Thank you.
That she just could have been a backup dancer for this music video.
Can I have your autograph?
Oh my God, right now.
Oh my God.
Oh wow, people are going to love that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are at the AfterBuzz TV Vampire Diaries After Show. Today we are talking about Season 7, Episode 13, On the Bayou. Lots to talk about because this is one of two episodes that we will, the three of us, be discussing tonight. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. If you guys haven't done so already, please go on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, rate, review, subscribe, keep on chatting. They're watching on their phones. We love hearing your feedback. I have an awesome panel here with me today, a nice reunion, just like this episode. Where can we find you guys and introduce yourselves?
I'm Roxy Stryer, and yeah, I'm here for the crossover because, you know, I got to represent some Claire line. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, and I believe it's episode 14, just so people know what we're talking
14.
About.
14, is that what I said?
Yeah, I think you said 13, but totally fine. 14. I just want people to know where we're at. We're at the crossover.
Is that bad luck?
No.
No, 13 is my lucky number.
Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I guess it's good luck.
See, you did it on purpose then.
I did.
Yay, and I'm Katie Campbell. Katie says yay. And you can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Thanks for listening to my singing.
Thank you for singing, Katie.
Thank you so much, Katie. It really means a lot to us. And amazing backup moves you had over there, Sam.
Thank you so much, you too, Roxy. And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and AfterBuzzTV at AfterBuzzTV, and use the hashtag ABTVTVD. Okay, guys, lots to talk about. Let's start with Caroline. At the beginning of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And her very important phone call.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Roxy, just waiting for you to explode.
It's just all the feels. Like, I have honestly been waiting so many years for any kind of a moment. And I felt a little forgotten about by the showrunners, to be honest. Like, Claireline fans have been a little forgotten about. It's probably how you felt being Stelena for all of those years.
Well, they still threw in moments.
Yeah, but
those.
When you throw in a moment, at least I know that you're acknowledging my pain. Like, as ridiculous as that sounds, you guys know how important this is to me. Like, it's not a joke to me. It is everything. So, I think it was really great that we did get a little Claireline moment. I need more, but beggars can't be choosers right now.
I really like that she was going to New Orleans 3 years from now for Klaus, because I know we talked about that. We talked a little bit on the panel last week about how, is she going for Klaus? We were confused because, you know, what was going on in the originals and how is that going to tie together? And maybe she's going for somebody else in New Orleans that she made friends with within those 3 years. But I like that it was Klaus.
It would have been such a tease otherwise.
I would have been super pissed. When fans thought that last week she was going there to see somebody else besides Klaus, I was like, no.
Yeah.
You can't just do that to us. And they gave us a good convo. It wasn't face-to-face action, but you could even tell that Caroline was squirming a little bit just hearing his voice for the first time in a few years.
Completely agree. I feel like people have tried to convince me that this is all in my head and that I'm making it up, but it's there. Whether you believe that they're in love or you just believe there is love, there is love there. I don't think anybody can deny that, because he doesn't treat anybody the way he treats her, and she knows that she can trust him. That's why whatever's going on 3 years later, what is she going to do? She's going to go see her friend Klaus.
Her friend. You think it's really a friend? I mean, okay, so Caroline brings her twin daughters. We get to see them again, which we've only gotten to see a couple times. We see them as these, like, kind of scary babies. I'm glad that we can see now that they are not demons.
Cute little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't care about them yet. I want to, and I feel like a mean person for not, but, like, all right, okay.
Well, I think they're going to give us a lot more of that in the coming episodes, too.
Yeah, but I'm used to having kids that are like Hope, where it's like, this is the future, and everything's in this child. With them,
but
it's like they've sucked all her magic, get them out.
Oh.
I think that they're going to be very powerful babies anyway, because they're part of the Gemini Coven, and there's going to be some kind of a storyline with it. Because they also were born from a vampire's body. Does that affect them in any way?
Well, hopefully that'll break whatever curse is put upon them for being, you know, demon witches that are going to kill each other.
Yeah.
Anyways, can't wait to see where that goes in the future, because I think it's going to be really interesting.
I agree, but the more interesting part is that we don't know where Klaus has been.
Oh, yes. We couldn't decide, guys, which episode to start with first, because, you know, of this part specifically. I just want to address it because it's kind of a thing that throws all of us off. We find out that 3 years in the future, when Caroline goes to the bar to see Klaus, he has been gone for 3 years.
Did that scare you guys?
Yes, it scared me.
Of course.
I'm not scared.
You're okay. So brave, Katie.
Wow. Because
I really wish I was as brave as you.
So brave.
The whole time I've been thinking, though, I'm not worried about Klaus, because we have all of our beloved vampires 3 years from now. Then we learn some things that we'll talk about on the originals after show that doesn't necessarily put Klaus's life...
What you mean by scared? Do I think he's alive?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think he's alive. That's not what I meant by scared.
Okay. So, yeah, all right. People might be after him or something 3 years from now still, but I'm not feared for his life.
I just feel like Klaus goes into a really dark place very quickly, especially if he's without his loved ones, if he doesn't have his siblings, if he doesn't have that romantic interest, whether it is that you believe he's into Haley, he's into Cammie, he's into Caroline, whatever you believe, that kind of love, he needs that. And if nobody knows where he is, I'm scared for who he is as a person these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've known him as a pretty terrifying person. We always forget that. For about 60, 70% of our knowing Klaus's character, he's been the devil.
Mm-hmm.
A fun devil. But now we've seen the soft side to him, especially, I think, in these two episodes. He just outwardly says many times, you know, he's like a family man. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, we do have to remember that he still has those dark, evil sides. It's Klaus. It's who he is.
Do we think that there is anything else other than him running away because his sire line is no longer linked to him, that there could be any other reason he's been missing for 3 years?
I mean, dead. Yes, that is an option.
Or put away, like... Originally, the Strix wanted to do with him on the originals.
Why would they put him away if it doesn't matter if he's murdered?
That's true.
I don't know. A torture chamber is also, that's, I guess, my biggest worry. Because if his sires go after him and they just want to not kill him and torture him as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think so. Let's talk about the armory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, actually. That was a big part of this episode. In general, how are we feeling about it in general? Like, I mean, we're not supposed to like them, I get it, but I'm not even intrigued. I don't want to know.
Me neither.
it's a perfect question that you just asked because I completely feel the same way.
And knowing that they're tied to Enzo's family, we find that out later, I don't know if I care much about that either. Maybe if they tell me a little bit more about these people, but it's not what I'm focusing on right now. I've got too many other things I'm liking.
Our big bad is the Huntress right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want a second big bad, which I feel like they're trying to make the armory out to be. Or isn't, and Valerie is mistaken by this whole thing. I'm just, like you said, Sam, I don't really care that much right now.
I don't know if they're necessarily supposed to be a big bad. I do know that they're doing experiments or something, right? Is that what they're doing? Are they experimental people on Reyna and others, or is it just Reyna? Is it just the Brotherhood of the Five that they care about? Because it doesn't seem like they want to give her freedom, so she doesn't want to be a part of them, I'm assuming.
I'm super unclear about Reyna's relationship with them still to this point. I know they've kind of explained it. Mm-hmm. But then we're just back to square one of that crappy storyline a few seasons ago with Damon when he met Enzo. We got Enzo, but I didn't like that storyline at all.
At the whatever house that was.
Yeah, when they were trapped as science
experiments. Whitmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt the same exact feel, Sam. When we were there, it was like, wow, this is a storyline that we have actually fleshed out completely already, minus the family portion of it, which do we need to meet Enzo's family?
No, and I'm a little bit annoyed about Enzo working for them for 4 months. I was, you know, when at the end he's, I'm not doing this anymore. I've been working for you for 4 months and I haven't seen any of my family. You haven't given me any information. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think he should have done that on the second week he was helping these people. They need to be giving him some incentive for him helping them.
Yeah, but it's also, we've always been wondering, where is he? What's he been doing? He has been kind of weird, but I always thought he was kind of on our side. And when Bonnie and Damon come to find him, it seems as though he's trying to kind of pull them on the side of the armory and get them to join or whatever it is. But I was confused because I just am now very unclear of his motives.
Right. He wants Stefan's location because the armory wants Stefan's location, and that's what he's trying to get out of Damon. But when Damon's unwilling to give it to him, he's willing to murder Damon. So how are we supposed to pretend to be on your team when clearly you don't care about the players?
He just cares about himself, and he's flip-flopped a bunch of times. We've seen him do that. I think he's just kind of lives in the moment about whose side he wants to be on at that time.
That would make sense, but I think I might be a little bit naive. I really like his character, and I want to believe kind of that at the end of the day, worst comes to worst, he's not going to literally throw these people in front of the wolves.
Well, it's another thing that we have to remember. He ends up with Bonnie. We know that. So whatever I'm watching right now, I'm like, okay, whether it is, sorry to jump ahead, but her chopping off his freaking hand.
Well, let's talk about that, because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
I love Bonnie.
You go, girl.
Yeah, her just whole, everything about her, and we were told initially when she came back from 1994 that she was going to be the stronger witch, and this is what I like to see, is Bonnie just, you know, getting her revenge and laying her foot down.
Damon says, you have to do what you have to do here, or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to kill Tyler. And Bonnie was like, all right, I can't drag his body down here. All I need is his hand. And for the record, I would have made a better friend than enemy. Yeah, you would have. You're the best friend in the whole frickin' world.
She is. She does anything for her friends and does anything to her enemies, even if they were her friend or future lover. For that matter.
So they sewed his hand back on. So would it grow back at all?
No, I think that we've seen that it doesn't.
Well, okay, I have deja vu. I don't remember when or what season, but like I've talked about this, seeing if someone's hand was chopped off, and I think we just lost their story. I don't remember who it was. In the chat, guys, let us know if you remember if any body parts were cut off of a vampire and if they grew back, but so we find out that Enzo he's been searching for his family. That's why he's joined the armory. And he has a family member of Alex who's kind of the head of the armory. And we find that out. I thought immediately that it was his sister. I think Roxy thought that too.
Although I thought maybe half sister.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we don't really know too much about them yet, but I was thinking that they were people from today, not necessarily from what Enzo's from 1903, right? Is when he was met Lily and the heretics on the boat. It was in 1903.
And that's when he was turned.
So unless they have some kind of thing going on like Reyna does, or some other magical thing, she looks like she's, I don't know, what, 30?
Well,
this Alex, yeah. You're talking about? Yeah, maybe around there.
But you don't think? I don't know if we established
that
if
she's a
they
vampire?
Are vampire or supernatural?
Oh,
at all? I don't even think we've talked about it. And I kind of feel silly for asking that, but I don't know.
I saw somebody. I couldn't. The name went too fast. I'm sorry, but somebody said that it was a long time ago. Somebody said that the armory could be related to maybe Lucien and the Strix. Are they working with them? I know that gets into the originals, but doing the experiments to find out how to break the lines or you know,
break the star lines.
Yeah,
I think that would be too much of a crossover because okay. Especially coming from Vampire Diaries, almost everybody who watches originals watches Vampire Diaries. I don't think it goes the other way around.
Okay,
so but it is an interesting thought. I was under the impression that she was supernatural. Now I think I made that up in my head.
I felt the same way though.
Yeah, I have no idea why I felt that, but maybe it's because she's dealing with such dangerous things that if she was just a human, she probably wouldn't.
I was just thinking they could be, like, really bad hunters, you know? It's not necessarily Reyna and the Brotherhood of the Five, but some kind of a hunter thing. I thought Matt might have been working with them, because Matt was the one that initially trapped Enzo in the armory that took Enzo in the first place. We saw episodes, like, many episodes ago. So why would Matt be working with another supernatural group against his friends? He'd be working with the hunters against his friends, because he's going through this turmoil in his head.
Quickly going back to what you asked earlier, Sam, butterscotch pudding 78266252BB says, Cammy chopped off a vampire finger. She said it was going to grow back, and Klaus confirmed it.
Thank you.
So
that was very helpful.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe it would have grown back, but it's nicer to have it sewn on immediately.
Well,
it's what was that movie, that Deadpool, that we just all saw with the little baby hand?
Yeah. And I feel like, too, maybe with vampires, that their blood and, like, everything is so, if you put the hand back on, like, maybe it would grow back over time, but if you put it back on, it'll just adjust.
Yeah, like we see their wounds do.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. That's probably it. We got an interesting interaction in this episode, too, with Valerie and Damon, because when Damon is at, you know, this huge mansion at the armory, he talks to Val on the phone, he's asking where Stefan is, blah, blah, blah. And Val tells him, don't be at the armory, because that's where Damon says he is, and that he needs to run. He tries to go find Bonnie, and we have that whole thing happen. But I really like the interaction between those two, and I kind of want to talk about it because do you remember how much Damon has always hated Caroline? Like, really not liked her.
Loved what he said about her.
It was so nice.
Yeah. Has a girlfriend, cute as a button, not you.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that moment, too.
I think
I'm glad you brought that up.
Him saying that and Valerie telling, I forget who she told this to, but she says, I need to save Stefan. Kind of shows that, yeah, she's helping Caroline, helping the babies last episode, but she's in it for Stefan a little bit, whether it's half and half or the whole thing. She's totally in it for Stefan.
I just think at some point she's going to try to, like, point at Stefan's penis and at her belly and be like, siphon, make baby again. Like, I just think she just wants to be with Stefan and have, like, another baby somehow.
Is that how it works?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. She just points and magic happens and they can have babies. Maybe she sees Caroline and is like, maybe that could be me and Stefan.
That's why this three-year thing is crazy again, because we know that Caroline and Stefan aren't together. So,
but do we?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we do.
Or the facade of them not being together.
No. She hates him.
She says that in one of the flashbacks, and then she's also checking on him, and I think she says it on TV and to Reyna, maybe, right?
Once you love somebody, you're never going to not love them. It's the truth.
That's not like an answer to the whole Katie scenario, but it's just love.
So I'm going under the assumption that they're not together, which makes me believe that Stefan and Valerie are actually probably together, which is frustrating because as much as I like what she's doing, she is like maneuvering her little way into his heart. And
Well, he's running. She's helping him. She's on the phone with him every step of the way. I'm just like, just get your own life, lady.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Especially while the poor girlfriend is like, she needs somebody to be on the phone with right now. Like, let her talk to him.
I know. But I actually really want to talk about, though, the scene where Raina finds Stefan at the 7-Eleven. I was scared of her.
Yeah.
She does not seem like she has any humanity in her to me.
No, and she's so fast to be right behind him like that.
You're talking about when she throws the sword in the glass and he moves the ice maker?
Yeah.
I was scared crapless of her, too. And it was crazy to see, I'll mention it now in case you guys don't watch the originals, but later on, how scared Klaus was of her. So if Klaus is afraid of somebody, I'm definitely afraid of that person. If you've got Valerie and all of these very old vampires, even Stefan, Damon, who I feel like is afraid of nobody, they're all scared of her.
Well,
she's a serious threat.
Back in, what is it, season 4, when we met a Brotherhood of the Five, too, Klaus took him and was curious about him, and he looked scared of the whole Brotherhood of the Five thing anyway, so I think it's a huge deal.
That is a big point, but we have a lot of commenters in past shows, not in this one, but I just read comments that said they don't think that Raina is part of the Brotherhood of the Five, that she's something else, but...
Wait, because her dad was, and she technically wasn't? Or didn't she just become part of it because she killed her father?
Is that...
And
is
she's
that,
the bloodline?
That's what you would think, but I don't know. A lot of people commented saying that they didn't think so, and I'm not... Have we seen a woman be part? Because we haven't. I mean, not that they can't, but it is called a brotherhood. Not to be sexist or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I think this is an interesting point about Raina. Sean in the chat says, Raina is like another Michael for Klaus. So I guess just a really, really big bad. I'm scared of her. I think they've done a really great job building her up, which is why things like the armory I don't want to focus on as much, because Raina is so scary. I kind of want to devote all of our time to that.
She is, but she's not humanized like we have, even though Klaus has always been a vampire in original. I think from the beginning we've seen that, like, this guy has a heart and a brain, and he might be trying to, like, shut his heart down at all times, but he's still, you know, he's scary, of course, but not as scary. We might love him someday. I don't know if I could ever see us loving this Raina.
People in the chat are really split on whether she's part of it or not part of it, so maybe that's how we're supposed to be feeling right now.
Yeah, but like I said, I think that there is going to be some kind of tie to the Petrova family of some sort, which I would be very happy if that happened. I think that would be cool.
But didn't Julie say that she has nothing to do with Elena?
I don't believe anything Julie says anymore.
Yeah, I get that.
I love her.
She does kind of look like Elena, though.
I said this last time, though, I don't want them to replace her. That makes me really upset I don't want them to go that way, because I don't want anybody to replace Elena.
I don't think they're going to replace
with
her.
With Raina?
But, no. Like, looks-wise, maybe family ties. I just want her to be completely separate.
I don't know. I just feel as though casting-wise, it would have been... it would be embarrassing, I think, for them to accidentally cast somebody that looks that much like Nina Dobrev.
Yeah, I get that.
That's what she says, though. That it wasn't... They said after the fact. Julie said that after the fact, that she was like, oh, you kind of do look like Elena type of thing.
It's so uncanny, I feel.
Mm-hmm. I feel
you
like
you really think they went through the whole process and she was afterwards like, oh, maybe you...
And no one said anything?
No one the whole time.
Not even the casting assistants like, hey.
Yeah, when I said before she kind of looks like her, by kind of, I mean, like, definitely if I saw them next to each other at a restaurant, I would assume they were related.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's Isabel, and then there's that Raina is kind of like the middle between Isabel and Elena.
Yeah, that's true.
The way that they look. So, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think in the chat. We also have a very quick scene, yet sad, but nice, with Mary Louise and Nora. They're at a 7-Eleven, and they just don't know what they're doing at all. And they get shot down by the armory pretty quickly. But they're back together.
They think they know what they're doing, though. They're like, as long as we have each other, we got this, girl. And it was so sweet and cute. And then down. But that's weird, though, because the armory wants Raina, but then why do they want the two of them? They're not marked.
Well, maybe because they were protecting somebody who was marked. By the way, was that this episode that he died?
Bo.
Last episode.
Oh, yeah, Bo. So maybe because of that? Maybe if you're with people that have been marked?
Yeah. I think there is a whole backstory to the heretics with her that we kind of, with Raina, we kind of get a little bit of, but we don't know much of it. We just know that Bo is marked and, you know, he died.
How do you guys feel about the Mary Louise and Nora relationship? I haven't heard your opinion in general.
I don't really like Mary Louise, but if she can be nicer and, I don't know, if she could be a better vampire heretic person, then maybe I'll be on board with it. I kind of like Nora. She has a temper. It's a little scary, but I don't know.
Okay.
I like Nora a lot, and I think that it's going to be one of those storylines that we like one better than the other, but one loves the other. So one has to sadly die. Mm. And I think that it'll be Mary Louise, and it'll be really sad because we'll feel really sad for Nora. But Nora clearly needs to move into this new world, mm-hmm. you know, both physically and mentally now that she's here. And Mary Louise can't adjust.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think, Roxy?
Well, I asked mostly because on a recent ship list, I saw that they're, like, one of the most shipped couples in this universe now.
Wow.
And I was unaware that people were feeling that strongly for them. Because I do like them, but I don't know. I kind of liked the little crush maybe she was developing on Bonnie and, like, just exploring other options. I am not completely convinced it's endgame yet, but I would like to see them grow together. And, you know, kind of, they definitely balance each other in interesting ways. So, it's interesting.
It is interesting. I'm not sure where they're taking it, but I think they wanted us to like them a lot more than we have so far. And they turned from the big bad to now, like, the weakling so quick. And I think it's going to take some time for the viewers to adjust just to getting used to their characters. But that's awesome that they're being super shipped.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Speaking of ships, this chat is doing everything for me right now. Every 2 minutes, Claroline, keeping it alive.
Well, now it's been reignited officially.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see what I posted on Twitter?
No.
Oh, my God.
What did you post?
There was a fan video. I have to show this to you guys in between. After this, we're going to tape the originals right after. I'll show you this video. And if you guys want to see it, at Roxy Stryer. I don't remember which fan made it, but it's a Claroline ship video. And I hysterically cried watching it. Like, just, like, all sitting there hysterically crying.
Did you really cry?
Oh, my God. I was bawling.
Was
I watched
your heart
it, like,
freaking
five
out?
Times. Yeah, of course. Because, like you just said, it's reignited now. It's kind of been suppressed for so long, even though I've still had these feelings. But now, it's like somebody has feelings back for me.
It's a possibility.
It's yeah. never going to die, especially when they're going to give us stuff like this.
Oh my God, Claroline, drink.
Well, speaking of Caroline, let's talk a little bit about her time with Larrick. It's really sad to me just because I don't see a happy ending to this story in general. At all. You know,
her and Alaric?
Her and these babies.
Ew.
Okay, listen, I have defended it so many times before. She's had sex with, how many years old is Klaus? Like, hundreds of years old? He's a corpse.
I don't care about his age at all.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Alaric's age. Ew. It's Alaric. And
wow.
You were like buddies with Joe, and the whole thing is so weird, and now you've slept with Damon and Stefan.
Have we seen
and Tyler and Matt.
Tyler and Alaric?
Have we seen them be lovey, though, an affectionate physically? Because they could just have this very loving relationship as co-parents, and they love each other as people, but it's not this in love with each other thing. I don't see that. I don't think they should take it there. I don't think they will. But I think that, yeah, fiance is whatever, but they're doing it for the daughters.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I hope you're right, but I have such a hard time with this one. Of all of them, even the Enzo Bonnie one I like better than this one. This one is weird. I don't know anybody who ships them. Let me know if you do, because I'm dying to see why.
Wait, also, I was thinking about this. What are we calling that anyway? That if people are going to be shipping it, is it
caloric?
Oh, caloric, sounds like calories. Who wants
or
them?
A Laraline.
Whoa. Alaraline.
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 Or caloric.
Do-do-do-do-do. Alaraline. Do-do-do-do.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, they just kind of banded together and made some kind of deal with Raina or the Armory to be like, listen, we have nothing to do with this. We are just engaged. We had babies. We love each other. We're going to move to Texas. Leave us alone. Like,
and I really felt bad for Caroline this episode because she... You know, she's missing Stefan. She wants this kind of purpose to, you know, she loves these babies, obviously. They grew inside of her. So she's like, I'm going to go and help you move. And she got there and she just feels like, I really don't want to leave. Like, I want to be here and
because
help.
Stefan's not home.
Yeah, girl's not going to leave anytime soon. She's going to be there for the next 3 years.
Everybody's
sure.
saying it's caloric, by the way.
Oh. But I just feel kind of bad for her. I feel like she's has maybe this little sadness about what. Where is her life heading right now? And she's attached to these babies, so she wants to be there for him. And yes, Stefan's gone. I don't know. I just felt sad for her.
For Caroline?
Yeah.
I feel sad for her, too, because, wake up. Klaus is just there waiting for you.
Okay, if Klaus really wanted her, he has way too much on his plate.
That's what he said, but that's what gave me hope. Tonight... You know, we'll talk about that in the originals. But he does. He has a lot on his plate, so fine.
Somebody says, Ahmed Kawam says, Caroline comes face-to-face with Stefan in 719. So that's 5 episodes. So we get 4 full episodes of just her and Alaric and building that relationship.
Well, I think someone told us that in 717 is when we catch up officially, the time.
I thought it was 720.
Really? Someone told me 717.
Okay.
I hope it's 717.
Caloric.
I'm sick of this.
Yeah. Oh, me too. This timeline like thing is crushing me right now.
It should have ended mid-season finale. They should have caught us up.
And now bringing it over to the originals, it's like my mind has been brought for, I don't even know.
Me too.
It seems like they're ending it next episode with some of the previews.
Well, on a great kind of... bridge into the originals, we have Stefan and Klaus, which I loved. I was like, whoa, I forgot how much I liked Stefan and Klaus's relationship when we got those flashbacks into the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved those, and I forgot how much I did. And then when I saw them together again, when Stefan goes to this bar that's really cool in New Orleans that you no supernatural being can be tracked there. Yeah. And I asked you guys before the show started, you know, did we know about this? But we didn't.
I don't remember ever hearing about it.
Yeah, if you guys know or if we've heard about it, please tell us in the chat or comments. But I didn't know. I thought it was a pretty cool thing. Of course he'd go there, but I don't know how Stefan even knew about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably from Klaus.
But they don't text. It's not
Like because they have a friendship from back then, but they also have this very hatred towards each other. All the problems that we saw back in season 2 and season 3, and Klaus ruining Stefan's life, and Stefan, you know, and Elena breaking up for the first time.
Yeah, they had a bit of a falling out. they keep in touch, but Klaus seems to open Stefan with somewhat welcome arms.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Old friend.
Yeah. No one uses that, then it's
and
loaded.
Klaus just has this little smile that's like, hoo hoo, let's play. Let's have something bad happen.
Yeah.
And the second, first of all, let's talk.
The phone call.
Yeah. the phone call. When Klaus sees that Stefan has the X on him, you know, he's like, get out now. He's scared. He's pissed. and he makes him leave. And as Stefan does, Caroline calls and...
Hello, love.
Who is this? It's like on screen. It's like in the movie Scream. Yeah. Like Drew Barrymore. Who is this? It's like, you know who it is. And she did. She totally knew who it was.
Oh, my God. It was so cute.
It was.
And he would do anything for her. Even though he knows they're dating, he would still go help Stefan. He went so out of his way to save Stefan's butt. Stefan would be dead without him. 100%.
Yeah, he ensured Stefan's protection because Caroline cares for him. And it was cute how he was offering hand-me-downs from Hope. And he was just sorry about her mother.
Mm, yes, I know. That really got me, too.
Mm. Being, yeah.
Yeah. Roxy cannot even speak.
I can't. I honestly can't. Like, I thought I was going to come to the show tonight and just be super clear about why all of my feelings are my feelings, but this is the most I can do.
Roxy, how many more times tonight are you going to watch that fan video?
First I'm going to show you guys, and then it depends on how many times you let me play it. It's so good.
I'm actually really excited to see it now.
Oh, my God. I'm like crying thinking about it.
So, forgive me. I know we talked about this. So, after Stefan leaves, they have that awesome conversation. Klaus, yes, it's this episode. Because I keep on getting confused between the originals mm-hmm. and the Vampire Diaries because they blend in.
Even though it wasn't really a 2-hour crossover, it was still kind of the Vampire Diaries and the originals.
Yeah.
But there are parts that blend for sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I did think it was kind of just going to be like, no, stop. I mean, commercials. But yeah. They still had credits, whatnot. They did what was very interesting, which was that Klaus, after he speaks to Caroline, it's just a switch goes off inside of him. Nothing really seeming to do with his relationship with Stefan, but he decides to help Stefan because of his relationship with Caroline.
Absolutely nothing mm-hmm. to do with his care for Stefan. He had tossed Stefan out already.
And that made me sad, actually, because I wanted really them to be old friends.
No, I didn't care. He showed who he cares about, and it's Caroline. He cares about her more than I think anybody in the world.
And regardless, though, even if they do have some kind of a friendship, Stefan and Klaus was going to kick him out because he's got way too much going on his side of the show with the originals.
The bio.
Yeah, on his side of the bio to worry about Raina coming mm-hmm. in and having Stefan lure her there. So regardless, okay, it's nice knowing you. I think it was one of those. But well, get out.
Now they're connected again because mm-hmm. Klaus saved him and Raina, they killed Raina for a short time because mm-hmm. she's going to resurrect and do her whole phoenix thing.
I think we should be counting how many times she's died, if she's linked to these Indians' lives or not, and how many there are.
What Indians?
The ones that killed themselves and went inside her.
Oh.
In different words.
Whoa. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard those words put together before in a sentence. That was amazing.
Bummer.
Okay. I totally forgot about that, actually. So that makes sense. But yeah, I would like to see how many times. And maybe every time she continues to lose her humanity because I don't understand.
She's just like a stone cold B-I-T-C-H.
A bitch even has emotions. So.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
True.
And we,
that's
you know.
Okay. CW uses bitch.
Yeah. They do.
We saw her burn and be reborn. So that's what some people, I think, in the chat were saying. That's her, you know, the Phoenix Rising. That's her one of the lives. But is she going to burn from this one? Do we know?
Why do people keep saying shamans?
The shamans. Those are the Indians. The shamans. Sorry. They're called shamans.
And Vanita says 6 times.
She's been dead 6 times already? Because
how many lives does she have?
Maybe she's like a cat.
That Arthur just said the same thing.
Yeah, nine lives.
We are on the same page, buddy. On that note, let's get into some quick predictions for the Vampire Diaries because they're going to be different than the originals. I wish it was a crossover every week.
Me too. Okay, on that note, though, a lot of people are predicting that this show is going to merge again.
Yes.
And that we are no longer going to have the Vampire Diaries and the originals, but we are going to come back next season as one.
Oh, yes.
Which would be ideal, considering the originals now has no choice but to jump 3 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or just have a frickin' show without Klaus, which is not doable.
Nope. What is going...
Although we have a show without Elena.
What is it going to be called?
I don't know. This is just a prediction from fans.
The
There's no truth to this right now.
The original Vampire Diaries.
Oh. Katie, that was so bad.
And that would, no, that would be like the last season. And it would, like, come full circle. Oh my gosh.
God, I'm writing this down.
You're writing down the original Vampire Diaries.
I like it.
TOTVD.
Why are we even indulging in this? Is that the worst title I've ever heard?
We'll come up with a different title, but I think that that would be awesome.
Me, I agree, but let's kill off some people when we make that merge.
Oh, yeah, there's
like, let's get rid of all the people we don't need. Mm-hmm. The Matts and Cammies of the world. Sorry.
Neither one of them can go.
I'm fine with Matt.
No. I love him.
The original Vampire Diaries. It isn't even the original Vampire Diaries. It would be the not original Vampire Diaries.
The final season of the Vampire Diaries, really. The original final season.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I can't let go of either name, so that's just going to have to work.
There, people in the chat are saying that the originals will just go to Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I think it's the opposite.
Oh, really? No.
They're not going to cancel the originals after three seasons.
They might, because Vampire Diaries has more fans.
And what are they planning to do with their storyline? You know, it's only three seasons long so far, but...
Oh, okay, I just thought of some good ones. All right, what else do you guys think could happen on this show, specifically The Vampire Diaries, in the next few weeks? With Reyna, at least.
Well, in the next few weeks isn't in the next 3 years.
Yeah, probably.
A lot.
Not 3,000, but 3, probably.
Oh my God, 8, I predict that we're going to end with that song and Katie's going to sing us out of here.
I will do it. Damon.
Katie's going to be in the future, like on a mountain, I could think, just seeing Jonas Brothers, and that's how the Vampire Diaries will end.
That'd oh my God. Great.
I am so ready for this. That sounds like so much fun.
It'll be, say, the original Vampire Diaries. I'll just be you.
If this doesn't happen, I'm going to be really sad.
And you're going to be wearing a big Stellana t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, yes. Can Stefan stand next to me?
Yes, he can.
No, but in the previews, we see that Damon wants to run away and he wants to get in the coffin. So is this the time that he just is off the show for a little bit because he's going to go into the coffin unless we catch up next episode 3 years from now?
That's why we catch up, I think, because we can't have a show without Damon.
Right. Unless they just, that whole part that they were showing us is him 3 years from now getting into the coffin. That's and then, no, but I don't think that's what it is.
Arthur in the chat says, what if they force Reyna to kill a human to be put to rest? That would be an interesting prediction. Is that what would happen?
I don't know. To kill a human? He's not like he hasn't before. I don't really think that'd be super hard for him.
Him? Her, Reyna.
Oh, Reyna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she has a heart. I don't really think it would matter. She'd probably find a bad guy and do it.
Yeah, but maybe then the shamans would be pissed and take their lives back.
We need these shamans to come in and explain some things to us, because I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, and they're chilling inside of her.
Oh, man. Wow. On that note, I think that we are going to find a tie between Reyna and the Petrova line of some sort. And you know what? I hope the writers do that, even if it was a mistake, which is just beyond me. If no one caught it, they need to kind of be like, yo, guys, let's, like, fix this.
But she came from a hunter family.
Well, so did Jeremy and the... Because Elena wasn't their daughter, but she was their...
She was Uncle John's daughter, and he was a Gilbert.
Yeah, so...
But it's not Petrova, but that wouldn't be Petrova. Petrova.
Yes, but then Isabel... it's so complicated.
I said I've been to the year 3000.
Well...
Not much has changed, but they live underwater.
So beautiful, and you guys sing to me. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you guys directly after this after show on the originals. Where can we find all of you guys on the interweb one more time, ladies?
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43. We will see you guys. Hopefully you will come with us into the originals in a few minutes. And we'll see you guys next week for The Vampire Diaries. Thanks so much for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Okay. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.